You're listening to a podcast of a segment from the WOR Morning Show with Joe Bartlett and Donna Hanover from 710 WOR HD, New York. For more information, please visit WOR710.com.
Vintage song.
Now, this is just a gimme. This is Mike feeling sorry for us because we've done so poorly guessing the earlier.
You can get this one?
You got that right.
Immediately.
What is it?
That's the Partridge Family.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Thank
oh, really?
You.
Okay. Where's Danny Bonaducci when you need him? That's what I want to know.
He's on some binge.
Reality show.
Yeah.
He's living in some house with people or something, right?
7:42 is our time here on the WOR Morning Show. And Valerie Smaldon with some very... interesting information. I want to say cheap, but I don't want to say cheap.
You know, it's not about cheap. It's about a look. It's about a feel. It's about connection to the past. And I'm talking about vintage clothing accessories. There's a big sale coming up at the Metropolitan Pavilion end of April. And also, one that I love is the posh sale that is involved with the Lighthouse. Not only are you getting bargains there, but you're contributing to helping blind and visually impaired support services. So it's a really great event. So I was just looking around the website, and the Metropolitan Pavilion event is the end of April. There is a store involved with this called the Cat's Pajamas, which is just adorable. It's a store located in Williamsport, PA, and the owner is someone named Miss Kitty. Hello, Miss Kitty.
Hello, Valerie.
Good morning.
Is it morning? I'm still working on
it. You know, it's vintage is such a hot, crazy thing now. And Ellis asked before, you know, what's the difference between used and vintage, which is a very good question. Vintage is sort of like a marketing tool when you think about it, isn't it?
Yes, it's sort of, would you rather be old and used or vintage by the time you're 40 or 50 years old? it is a marketing tool. It all depends, though, who you're talking to. I mean, I personally feel that it's 70s and back, but you can talk to people who think the 90s are vintage. So
I go for 30 years. I'm thinking 30. 30
yeah,
years.
30 would be a good place to go, I'd say.
So tell me about your store, which is everything is sort of feline-oriented. Why that? Why Cat's Pajamas?
Well, I just love cats, and when I started the business, I picked up a book that was called The Cat's Pajamas, and I decided if I ever had a store or a website, that's what I would call it. And 27 years later, that's what I'm still calling it.
And, of course, that's a terminology that's sort of like you're the cat's pajamas, you're kind of swell.
Yep. Yes, it comes from the 1920s. It's sort of a phrase I used because I figured the older people who would be selling me the clothing would recognize that, and the younger people would just think it was cool. So it works out pretty good.
So how far back do you have to go to be vintage?
How far back, as in...
In terms of, you know, style.
Well, even the 90s had its own sort of style, so you could... some 90s, if they're designer, usually if the designer really defines it when you get into the older, you know, the higher, later eras. 80s, you can think of, you know, the icons like Boy George and Madonna, they had their own style, which now is vintage, and everybody... You know, certain people, I should say, go for that. 70s is still pretty hot. Mm-hmm. You go back to 60s and back, there are a huge amount of people that collect clothing, especially from the 40s and 50s. That's my favorite era.
Now, Kitty, are there any eras... excuse me,
too
let
many
me clear
peeps.
My throat,
he's
I know.
Been eating too many peeps.
Are there any eras that you just think were just so awful that nobody would want to dress like that?
Nehru's
or bell-bottoms or some eras? That, like, you just wouldn't touch because they're too tacky.
Well, I touch it all because it's got value, but I'm not real fond of the 80s and 90s myself, but you know, again, it depends on who the designer is. So I don't know, there's nothing too tacky. It's the emperor's new clothes. It's whoever decides what's going on. You pick up a magazine, that's what's in this year, and that's what's in for vintage this year.
Well, let me ask you this, because I'm here with two very charming gentlemen, very stylish in their own way. My feeling is vintage is really appeals to women, but it's true that there's a whole population of men that are going for that too, right?
Well, there are. There's a lot of men, at least this is just my experience, of course, but there are a lot of men collect the 40s and 50s, and they like to dress like that because of the swing. The swing dancing that's very popular. You do get the occasional guy who wants to do the Victorian time or even earlier. But And not too much 70s or anything later. Lately, I'm just thinking of things I sold for men. Mm-hmm. I sold an Art Deco dressing robe a few days ago that was beautiful.
Any shark skin?
I have. If I have shark skin suits, they're gone.
I love one of those. That sounds fun.
What would you recommend for one piece for these guys that they can wear that would be really like, you know, spruce up their whole look?
A vintage tie is the easiest thing because men usually wear ties and they're usually very unusual. You know, if you can get something like Ollie that's got that, you know, beautiful artwork, or they're just very distinct. Or a hat.
Mm-hmm. A fedora.
Very popular, a fedora.
I could use a hat.
I need
a hat. A nice fedora.
Okay, do you have a big head by any chance?
It's getting bigger.
It's a recently shaved head, he looks very stunning, I must tell you. He does.
He does. Okay.
I think the hat would add a lot to you, Joe.
I might try that.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
I'll do the shark skin suit.
You go with the shark skin. All right, exactly.
Are you expecting lots of people at the Metropolitan Pavilion coming up in April?
Oh yeah, I know that usually several thousand people usually come to that show, and there's a lot to look at. Besides I think there's around 80 dealers that come with things. It's almost mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Now, Kitty, is there something that you always have your eye out for that's hard to find? Something that maybe someone has in their attic or some back of the closet somewhere that maybe they should offer up to you for resale?
Well, I get a lot of backs of the closets in my business, in the attics. I guess I always look for designer things. As I said, my period that I love is the late 40s and early 50s. And recently I just went into two places. One attic had all the dresses were from that era, all the clothing, all the men's stuff. You would not believe it. It still has the tags on it. They never wore it.
Never used.
Never used.
Wow.
It's just amazing. And I'm bringing that
find.
To the show. So.
That's a find.
Yes, it is.
Can you tell us about the price, Miss Kitty? I mean, how much money would we save on these things, buying vintage versus, you know, trying to, well, obviously you can't go back and buy new stuff from the 40s, but what kind of price are we talking about?
Well, if you used to do a comparable, say, if you tried to buy a silk designer dress today, it'd probably be several thousand dollars. You could probably buy it for several hundred dollars. It would depend too. You know, it depends on the name and who. If it's very rare, Pucci items always go for a higher price. I mean, you might pay $600 to $2,000 for one of those, but it's still a lot less than if you buy a designer piece from a recent designer. So it's all relative, and it's like the stock market. It goes up and down depending on what's in and what's out. And
don't want to be like the stock market these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows? I have a basement full of the stock market that's constantly going in and out of value.
Well, I think this is just a fabulous website. It's the Cat's Pajamas. You'll be at the Metropolitan Pavilion. I have an affinity not only to vintage but to feline, so I was very attracted to that. And, you know, I'm going to send these guys out. Maybe they'll come in this week with something vintage, and we'll report back to you.
That would be great.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Miss Kitty from the Cat's Pajamas.
Okay. Thanks.
Now,
bye.
The vintage show is April 25th and 26th, Metropolitan Pavilion, and the posh sale for the Lighthouse May 14th through 17th, another big event in New York. So maybe you guys will pick something
now,
up.
That jacket that you have today, describe that.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's a blue velvet with a very interesting pattern, which is black with little dark blue and buttons. And I picked this up for something like $50. So you don't have to spend a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You just have to have a good eye and know where to go. Christian
Very
Dior.
Nice. Very nice.
That's a Christian
fabulous.
Dior.
Size 2.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
We're not giving out sizes. You can give out yours.
Hey,
I'm
Joe,
protecting
hey,
my
Joe,
size.
What size you wearing over there, Joe?
It doesn't matter.
You've been listening to a podcast of a segment from the WOR Morning Show with Joe Bartlett and Donna Hanover from 710 WOR HD, New York. For more information, please visit WOR710.com.